report is very objective, it is correct, it reflects the reality on the ground, and the most important thing coming out from the report, which is what we have been saying here in Zimbabwe, is that Operation Murambatsvina is a series of injustices effected on the people of Zimbabwe, especially the poor people, and that it is being done by a government that has no sensitivity to the plight of the people, a government that has no interest in the life of its own people. That's what this report is saying.
Dr. Maduku, you were one of the people who met with Mrs. Tibaijuka when she was in Zimbabwe. Does this report reflect what you discussed with her?
Yeah, very much so. And what I would like to commend the special envoy for is the fact that she was also receiving some misleading information from the government. They think that they can mislead every person. And what she has been able to do is to rise above that, see through these kind of misleading positions and then come up with an objective position.
But when the government allowed her to assess the impact of Operation Murambatsvina, what do you think the government expected?
They expected a whitewashing report, a report that we have always got from some African envoys here, a report that would say, well, the operation might have one or two problems, but otherwise it's a good operation. You know, the report that we have received from people who have come here to witness fraudulent elections and then go back and say, well, the elections were free and fair or they were legitimate. You know what we've got from South African observer missions and so forth. This government had been misled. It had been made to believe that it could cheat every person.
One of the recommendations in this report is that the government should pay compensation where it is due for those whose property was unlawfully destroyed. Do you see that happening?
Well, I mean, they should do it. If they don't want to do it, then they're obviously not working with the international community. We would expect that the United Nations would put pressure on this. The Secretary General has made clear that he accepts the report. I'm sure the report will be taken to the Security Council of the United Nations, and that Security Council is the representative of the world opinion. I mean, where would the Blairs come into it to say, okay, you have committed an injustice against your own poor people. You've destroyed their homes. You've destroyed their livelihoods. And we would want you to compensate. Then you say what? They have to compensate.
The statements made by the Zimbabwean representative to the United Nations indicate that the sanctions are to blame for what is going on right now. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I think that's a very useless comment. These are people who just parrot the so-called wisdom from Harare. The position of the president here and his ministers is always to blame sanctions. But how would sanctions force the government, force the police officers to wake up at 2 a.m. and demolish homes? Even then, they didn't have enough fuel, but they struggled to get fuel to go out of the way to commit injustice. Where would sanctions be coming in?